Well, every month we put the spotlight on business, specifically guests in studio on behalf of the Seidman College of Business under the umbrella of Grand Valley State University. Even more specific, we put our spotlight on a center, Kevin McCurran. Good that you are here, McCurran. See you often at the Y doing great things, executively directing this great center. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley.
Hi, Kevin. Hey, the Center for Entrepreneurship and Innovation?
Yes, yes. It's part of the Seidman College at Grand Valley State University, and it actually has a sort of a joint exposure. It's part of the community, and it's also part of the university and its academic program. So since it serves, it has sort of a both outwardly facing and inwardly facing mission, it has sort of an opportunity to bring students, you know, real-world experience and also serve the community with entrepreneurial programs.
What do your students get their degrees in? Is this part of another degree, or do they?
Yeah, well, actually, last year we initiated the entrepreneurship co-degree. It's a joint degree so that the business students can get a degree in finance or accounting or management and also get a degree in entrepreneurship. We believe that a standalone entrepreneurship degree is not as powerful as if you get the skill sets and the opportunities to learn about entrepreneurship and the experience of entrepreneurship along with a degree in something else.
No, you're busy, and it's good to know that entrepreneurs are alive and well in our own backyard.
Oh, yes, they are.
Good that you can talk about that. Well, here we are, end of April, where spring is the season for business competitions. So let's talk competitions. What competitions has GVSU participated in, and how have they done over the last month or so?
Yeah, well, you know, like you said, spring is the season for business plan competitions, not only locally, but regionally and in the state and nationally. And we actually do very well in all those areas. So in the last month, we've had the M-West Challenge. And the M-West Challenge is very unique. It's a business plan, business model competition that actually involves 9 colleges and universities from the region. So we've come together as part of a group to have one-day competition. And in that competition, we had over 130 students involved, over 50 business plan competitions. And the other thing is it allows for us to bring in about 50 different judges that are part of the community from not only locally but throughout the state. So it gets us to showcase some of the talents of our students. You know, while we have some great colleges and universities around us that include Cornerstone and Davenport and Calvin and Hope and all the other colleges and universities in the region, GVSU does well, and our students do well. This year we've had the top winners from the master class, which was a device that helps create ice using heat and can be used in rural areas where electricity is not available. We had a team that came out of a Spectrum Health Innovation Program that was a winner of the Spectrum Health Prize, which is basically a home infusion system that starts with one push and one pump. And then we've had other students involved in a number of other competitions. So we do well in those competitions. And we've also have teams that compete nationally. We get invited to Texas Christian University's value-based competition, which is one of the top undergraduate business plan competitions in the country. And it's an invited competition, so we get invited to that each year. So,
wow. So it's good to pat yourself on the back. Kevin, to what do you attribute the success to?
Well, yeah, we have good students, but every university has good students. You know, we give them opportunities to engage with the community, and we give them chances to experience entrepreneurship through the center. But our real strength lies in our partnerships with the community. We, because of working with community partners like Spectrum Health or with the West Michigan Environmental Action Council and also working with Start Garden and GR Current, our students actually get to work on real life life problems. And so they get us started with a problem that, you know, some industry or some community partners brought us to, and they start from there. So they're really engaged early on. They it holds them to a higher standard, and we believe that kind of gives them a launch to on a much higher level for their business plans.
And you mentioned success has been had within the last month or so, but over the last 5 years, you've had significant success. Yes.
Yeah. We've pretty much in 2013, I think we won most every competition in the state. We've gone out and won national competitions like at TCU and also in Colorado with teams. And again, part of it is because our students are getting to work on real life projects, and they also get partners that come out of the community. So the community partners help them and hold them to a higher standard. So our students, you know, it's a great learning experience, but it's also a way to benefit the community.
There might be some job opportunities there in the bottom line as well.
Oh, yeah.
You want to also talk about how you sponsored the GVSU 5x5 night?
Yes. Well, the Center for Entrepreneurship is part of a group called Pathways to Innovation. This is a cohort of 13 colleges and universities from around the country that is in a program sponsored by the Epicenter at Stanford. And the program is designed, and it's National Science Foundation funded, but it's designed to help colleges and universities, particularly STEM programs, to become more entrepreneurial. And so we have a team of four faculty members that participated in a planning session and sort of a translation session on how to become more entrepreneurial on campus. We actually have students doing it too. But as part of that program, we had to create what's called a strategic doing plan. And one of the ideas we came out of that plan was, can we create a 5x5 night for GVSU to basically hold a competition for faculty, staff, or students to come out and propose an idea where they would engage with someone from the community to do something entrepreneurial or to do a new program. So it was a great night. It was very successful. We had the Heartside Gleaning program actually won the $5,000. So in a great program. But more importantly, there were actually 24 ideas submitted for that 5x5 night. So while only five of them got to compete that night, there were 24 ideas submitted. 19 of them still got a lot of votes from the public. It's a public event. So it goes to show you that there's always a lot of ideas, and you just have to create opportunities for people to pursue those ideas. So,
talking about business, and more specifically the Center for Entrepreneurship and Innovation under the leadership of Kevin McCurran. We're talking under the leadership of the Seidman College of Business on a monthly basis. Kevin, let's talk about the award you received two or three weeks ago. Community Engagement Initiative Award?
Yeah, that was, the university has a strategy of creating community engagement, opportunities for our students to learn as part of the community. And as we describe it, is to solve real-world problems, you know, with the community, as part of the community, engaged in the community. And one of the classes I have going this semester is Entrepreneurship Project 351. Yeah. And in that project, that program, that class, what we do is we try to actually take an idea from beyond the idea stage all the way to implementation stage or to a point where it can be implemented. And one of our partners is the West Michigan Environmental Action Council. They heard me speak recently about using our business planning model to create new revenue sources for not-for-profits. I sat down with them. We went through about 13 different ideas that they thought were potential ideas for new revenue. We isolated it down to six. I brought them into the class, and I've got team projects. I got class members working on specific projects that will bring new revenue to West Michigan Environmental Action Councils, something like an enhanced rain barrel program, mm-hmm. or a new membership program, or a consulting program that helps builders understand the new codes about energy codes that are part of it. So all these are revenue sources. So we're hoping that, you know, we're just completing this this semester, and the results were good. We're hoping that next year we might have a class that can implement them. So,
man, how can you get better than this year, in the last 5 years?
Yes.
Yeah, we all can. Kevin, how do we find out more information? And I know if the community is interested in getting involved, you'd open with your arms.
Well, we have a really great website, www.gvsu.edu/CEI. And if you go there, you'll see everything that's going on. You'll also see some pictures of the winners of some of these competitions, too. So
keep those pictures alive. Thank you very much. Continue your great work on behalf of the Center and the Seidman College of Business. Take care.